This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 407 for Friday, May 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are peeling back on Friday morning due to mixed support from comparable oils. The July canola contract gives up $1.50 at $670.40 per ton, and the November contract loses $2.20 at $691.30 per ton. While Chicago soy oil is virtually unchanged, there are gains in soybeans and soy meal. Malaysian palm oil closes lower, and European rapeseed is pulling back. Modest upticks in global crude oil prices are lending some support to the oilseeds. As rain inundates much of southern Manitoba, the rest of the prairies are to remain dry through the weekend. Starting next week, the entire region is to see little, if any, precipitation, with temperatures climbing to above normal. Saskatchewan Agriculture reports spring planting across the province is 56% complete as of May 20th for a gain of 24 points. However, overall seeding is 20 points behind the five-year average. The Canadian Grain Commission says producer deliveries of canola for the week ending May 19th are nearly 255,000 tons, down a little from the previous week. Canola exports tumbled by two-thirds at about 106,000 tons, while domestic usage is relatively steady at around 231,000 tons. An analyst notes the increases in European rapeseed prices have made Canadian canola much more competitive, with improved exports across the Atlantic quite likely. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday morning, with the loonie at 73.11 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.98. Rain is falling across much of the United States Midwest, and more is in the 6 to 10 day forecast. The U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Memorial Day. Trading is set to resume that evening. Rounding off prices after Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The July contract is up a nickel at $12.44 per bushel. July soy meal climbs $5.50 at $382.20 per short ton. July soy oil is virtually unchanged at 45.15 cents per pound. Chicago corn is slightly lower as the July contract dips a penny at 4.63 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with the July contract up 6 cents at 3.75. The U.S. wheat complex is also mixed, with Chicago July losing 4 cents at 6.94. Kansas City July adds 3 cents at 7.14. And Minneapolis July tacks on 4 cents at 7.48. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday morning, May 24th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.